All right, so we're going to segue a little bit back to Shor HaMazik for a while. Just the sugya dives back into Shor HaMazik on Sadi Amud Beis. So we're going to start that. No, Boshes does continue after it takes a detour through Shor HaMazik and then goes back into Boshes. But you need some of the concepts that they distill from the Shor HaMazik sugya to make the next steps in Boshes. Okay, so the Gemara is on Sadi Amud Beis at the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, Shor Tam Shehimis V'Hizik, Dano So Dinei Nefashos. So if you have a Tam, a Shor that hasn't done three Negichos, you know, a Shor that goes ahead and kills somebody, right? It kills one person. So if it kills somebody, that's the Shor Nizkel. That Shor is Chayav Skila. Like really the Baal, but Baal you must, but no, the Shor we kill. And then the Baal, if it's Muad to killing, you pay Kofar. But if it's just a Tam, you don't pay Kofar. You just, the animal gets killed.
Is there any other loss other than the animal getting killed?
I don't think so. I think a Shor Tam that does, that kills somebody, it's just a Shor Nizkel. That's the thing. It has like a Dinei Nefashos type of hearing. And then it's killed, and that's it. So this Shor killed somebody, Vihizik, and Rashi says these two things sort of happened separately. So Shor Tam, so Rashi says...
Which one happened first?
Shehimis Adam, Rashi says, Va'achar kach hizik. So it killed, and then it injured somebody, right? It injured another Shor. Let's just make it easy. So it killed a person, and then injured another Shor. So dano so dini nefashos. So you do the Shor Nizkel bit, ve'ein dano so dini momenus, and you don't do anything about the nezek. So even though they're two different things, so the Shor killed Ezra, and then the Shor went and attacked Ariel's Shor. So it turns out
it's not me personally injured.
Yeah, let's just make it easy. It went and attacked your Shor. Okay, so now. So now it turns out that I am, it seems to be, that there's no chi of dinei mamonos in that case to Ariel's Shor, even though you had, not, obviously this thing happened after the guy was killed, right? And I'm a bad shomer, it's a tam, so I should really be chayav chatzi nezek, but I'm not chayav dinei mamonos. Why?
You're chayav, you just can't pay.
Well, what would be the difference?
Why can't you pay?
Well, let's do the Rashi. Let's do.
The Shor Tam only pays from Megufo, and now it's Nizkel.
So. Yeah. Okay. So Rashi says. Okay. So let's do that. So Rashi says, "Ve'ein danano so dini mamonos. De tam ein mashalom el megufo." Because a Shor Tam, the way it works is if you have an animal that isn't habituated, that hasn't established a pattern of aggressiveness. So the way it works is if your animal attacks someone else's animal, what you do is you sell the animal and then you pay from the value of the animal. So you pay from the guf. You pay from the guf of buster. Really the way it works is you're supposed to pay with the buster of the animal. That's how I pay you back. I pay you for the damage that my shor does from the buster of the animal. How do I convert that buster into mamon? I sell it.
So does that mean you can't pay more than the value of the animal?
Absolutely means that. Okay, so it has to be miguf habasar, v'haru nisko. But this animal killed somebody. Now it's chayev skila, so you can't sell it, right? So this animal is going to go. It's going to be killed. You can't sell it. So now there is no way to pay that. Now Ezra's saying, well, you're chayev to pay. You just can't. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's no way to. There's no way that you. How would you? How would you demonstrate that? Like. The truth is, there are cases with Shor Tam where you pay, like, we're not going to get into it tonight, but let's say for some reason, let's say that the Shor Tam gets lost. Right? Aren't there cases like that? Like, the Tam gets lost, you can't find it like it does, and you can't do Miguf HaBasar? So there's a resolution to that, and you're not just putter.
There's also sometimes where... the dead animal is worth more than the...
Yeah.
Like in Shor Shenogach Hazapara, they... Or Shor Shenogach Arbu, but hey.
Yeah. The dead animal is worth more than you can extract, but that's different. But I'm saying there's a resolution. Like, you're saying that really you're chayev, it's just not possible. But if that were the case, you would have to find other ways to pay. You just say, okay, you can't pay from guf or bust in this case. So this case, you would, you know, you're chayev mamo, right? Are there any cases short? The question is, are there any cases in short time where you actually end up paying mamo?
I guess that's probably your ways of accurate, because the statement is you're not even done the chayev.
No.
You know, like if
it's
was,
over,
you would say,
yeah,
you're chayev, but
yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think now. Maybe it's not that you pay, but the shibud moves or something. If you hold yuchlid ashar. I mean, this is going way back. It's a machlokas, right? I mean,
it's a machlokas,
yuchlid ashar, right? Whether there's a shibud in the guf ashar, or whether you're chayev mamon for the with the shore. All right, but we're getting ahead. For next time, I'll try to see if I can show that this is somehow different from being chayev but not being able to pay. Okay, so in any case, Rashi says, the Gemara says that because this animal is going to be killed and you can't pay from Guf HaBasar, we don't go forward with Dinei Mamonos. Okay? So then the Gemara says, Mu'ud Shehimus V'Hizik. What about if it's a Mu'ud? So now it's a Mu'ud that kills someone, the same kind of case. It kills someone and then it's Mazik someone. So then in that case, Dononosa Dinei Mamonos. So in this case, right, in this case, it's not miguf habasar, so you don't care that it's a shor nisko, you still can pay. So donoson dini momenus, v'chozrin v'donin oso dini nefashos. So first you pay dini momenus, and then even though the dini nefashos happened first, but you pay dini momenus first, and then you go and you do Dinei Nefashos. Well, because Dinei Nefashos, you don't want to wait. Once you say it's a Shor Nizkil, you have to kill it. We're going to see. The Gemara, you don't like to wait after Dinei Nefashos and say, oh, we're going to do Dinei Mamonos now. No, it has to go to the right to be the Onesh.
But Shor Mu'ah, you don't pay from the Guf Ashor?
No. So Rashi says, V'chozim v'dano so Dinei Nefashos. But first, U'mashal min Aliyah. You pay from the best goods that you have. You have to pay from solid stuff, not from Ziburis, not from Karka. You have to pay from
that
too. You remember that? Yeah, spent like a year in that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you pay from but first you do Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. So then, and here's where the sugya, this is the action of the sugya takes place now. The sugya turns on the next couple lines, the next couple words, really. Kadmu v'danuhu Dinei Nefashos. Let's say you did Dinei Nefashos first, right? You didn't do Dinei Mamonos. Ein Chozrin V'Danonos and Dinei Mamonos. You don't go back and do Dinei Mamonos.
Which one were we supposed to do first?
So you're supposed to do Dinei Mamonos first. I'm sorry. You're supposed to do Dinei Mamonos first and then Dinei Nefashos, because once you do Dinei Nefashos, you got to act. And you can't wait to do, you can't do the Dinei Mamonos afterwards.
What about the Tom that's reversed? If I'm done, Dinei.
It's not, this is Mu'ud.
I know, so now.
Tom would be screwed either way.
No, because let's say I do Dinei Mamonos first.
Sold the shore?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, so catch me up to speed.
Let's say in the case of the Tom.
In the case of Tom.
So I'm supposed to do Dinei Nefashos and I ain't done in Dinei Mamonos.
Yes.
Let's say I do Dinei Mamonos.
Let's say you do it?
Yeah. And then.
You can't, well, I mean, it wouldn't happen because. Because this animal is the animal now is going for skila. So even though, you mean if the Beis Din went through with it, I guess it wouldn't matter,
you
because
get screwed for Dinei Nefashos because you wouldn't have the shore now because you sell it.
No, but what do you? So let's. So I get the premise of that of this. The first statement was once it's a shore in Nisko, it has no value. So you would never be Mekayim.
Is it Usser?
Well,
it's Usser Bahanan.
It's Usser Bahanan. We'll get into that.
No,
but obviously, no one's gonna. It's gonna, because it's Chayev Skila. No one's gonna buy it,
yeah,
right?
It's just, you're not gonna be able to.
Yeah. So.
Oh, so that's worthless as soon as you have the.
Yeah.
The
so you could never be Mocher it. So okay, you could never do the Tashlum. You could never
so
do anything
did.
With it.
Yeah.
Right. I guess so.
That's why.
So then, if they were done Dinei Mamonos, they'd say like. Silly. They'd say, well, no, we're still killing it, and, like,
yeah.
Whatever you think happened didn't happen.
Who's going to buy this? And it's going to be chayv misafter zal lamaisa.
No, nobody. He's saying, let's say they didn't know and they did din of mamonis and then the Adam came and said it killed someone also. I don't know.
We have a similar, like, let's say it runs away. So it gets three chances before it runs away before we hunt it down.
Oh, yeah. So
the shore is chayv misa, and yeah, before the gemar din, it runs away.
Yeah, this is how you have a case of a muad lahariga. Because you only pay kofar when an animal is muad for hariga. How could it be muad for hariga if it's chayv skila the first time? So like, yeah, that's
kofar for the hariga if the animal is muad lahariga.
Yeah, but it has skila the first time it does hariga. Right. So how could you? All right,
and it runs away. And it runs away. You get it back.
Yeah, and then you get it back. And you don't
have to
pay. And
you don't have to pay. It's not chayv skila anymore.
Yeah, the din isn't chal on it. Like, you don't have to bring it to base to get
killed. That's amazing.
All right, but let's not. There's a lot of like little avenues we could go down, and we'll decide how many we want to go down. But for now, let's just get through this sugya. Let's get. Did you have something you wanted?
What was that case?
Oh, okay, so the straight case of mu'ud is you do mamonis and then nefashos. The Gemara wants to know.
What's nefashos? You know this case?
Yeah.
So then how is there any mamonis anyway?
Because the mamonis for a mu'ud is not from the shore, guf ashor. You're just paying. Okay? So therefore, so you establish how much you're going to pay, then you do nefashos and kill it. They say, well, what happens if you do nefashos first?
What's the difference? Yeah, what's the
because they don't want to wait. So
you don't wait.
Okay, well,
kill
that's.
It and then pay.
Well, this is, let's do the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to be bothered with this stuff. So the Gemara says, Chosim v'dano so din nefashos, right? Kadmo v'danuhu din nefashos, ain chosim v'dano so din mamonos. You don't go back, right? So the Gemara says, v'chi kadmo v'danuhu din nefashos mayhave. Wait, let's say you did do din nefashos.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah,
so the Gemara says, Leidar v'ledane namimonos. So you did nefashos. Now it has to die. You're going to do skila. So then go back and just do dini mamonos.
Yeah. Pay the guy.
So no, just have another beis din. It's a separate beis din.
What's Aliyah?
Aliyah. The Aliyah is the best property. Oh, like when you do tashlumen, it's not just they paid with goods.
From Tehar, that's right.
You get like Idis Iboris.
Idis Iboris Spanus. So this is the Idis.
Why are you saying you can't go back and do dini mamonos afterwards?
So this is what the Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara makes a statement that you can't go back to do dini mamonos afterwards. Now the Gemara is going to know why not.
You're right.
So the Gemara is going to have to establish that. So the Gemara started by saying, listen, this is the order. Mamonos first, then nefashos. Doesn't really explain why. And it says, if you do nefashos first, you don't go back and do mamonos. And then the Gemara says, wait. Let's say you do nefashos first. Why can't you? Just go back and do mamonos. Yep. You're not paying from the tam, from the guf of the shore. Who cares?
Yeah.
It seems that the reason the order in the first scenario of the tam is significant is because of the fact that the relationship between mamonos and nefashos here are inextricably linked, because once I'm machayev it in Misa, it has no value for mamonos. Meaning I can't pay for it
because
it
has
been gufo. Yeah, it actually doesn't have to do anything with that.
It's value.
This is one of those weird gemaras. This is one of those gemaras that the order only becomes apparent when you do the sugya, why it matters. It doesn't explain it. In other words, Rashi could have told you why this mattered. If you got stuck here, you would like be upset with yourself. Let's just read the sugya. Because I think that this is why this is the order matter. The order matters not for that reason, I think. Here's why the order.
But it doesn't matter in the second case. Or it does matter.
Here, let's just do the Gemara. So the Gemara says, why can't you just go back and do Dini Mamonos after Dini Fashos? So Amar Rava. Here's the first reason. Ashka Tinhu L'Rabbanon Debei Rav D'Yasve V'Kamri. So he was hanging around in the yeshiva of Rav, and they were talking. And they were talking about this case. So they're talking about who's the author of the Brisa. So it says Hamani, the author of the Brisa that says Shortam Shehemis, this whole thing. So they say Rev Shimon Hatimnihi. It was Rev Shimon Hatimni who had the Shita that this is the order. Da Amar Ma Egrof Miyuchad Shemosa La'eda Ula'edem. I'm sorry. The Amar Ma Egraf Miyuchid Shemaser LaEda Ulaedem VeLaEdem, and that's a clip from a brisa, and the entirety of the brisa is the following. The brisa says, "Vahatanya." The brisa says, "The quotes the pasuk Vehika Ish Esraehu BeEven O BeEgraf." Shimon Atimni Amar Ma Egraf Miyuchid Shemaser LaEda Ulaedem Af Kol Shemaser LaEda Ulaedem. He says, Rav Shimon HaTimni had the following observation about the pasuk. Because the pasuk by Chavala says that where you hit somebody with a stone or with a fist, and he said that what does it mean be'egrof? He means it's miyuchad shemosher le'edul edim, something that you could actually see. So Rashi says on the brisa, it's above shiachu lehevi lebeizdin la'amdu imroy egrof zela asos chavala zu. So Rav Shimon HaTimni said that you always have to have. You have to have umdana benezikin. You have to be able to appraise whether there was an appropriate mechanism of injury. So if you want to know if the chavala, if my fist could do, you say I punched you, and then you show your black eye. They're going to call me and look at my fist and say, yeah, this guy's got a decent hand. This could have done this. So they say that Rav Shimon HaTimni is the one who would insist that you have to have dine mamonis before dine nefashos. Why? Because if you do dine nefashos first, you're going to kill that animal. And then I'm not going to be able to figure out if the animal was able to have done the damage that you said happened to your shore.
Use
the Adam. The Adam say that was the animal.
Okay.
So they want more than that. It's not just that's the animal. They brought the animal to Beis Din and said, okay, that's the animal. Beis Din decides whether it could do what they said it did.
That's strange.
Well, that's his shot in the pasuk. That is the Shimon HaTimni's shita is ma egrof, right? Miyuchad. Why does the pasuk use that language? Egrof, oevet. Why does it use those things? Because those are things you could bring into Beis Din, not things that you can't see, that you can't recover. So if the weapon isn't available, that's it.
What's the concern that the weapon isn't likely to be able to kill a?
So they say what could happen. So they could happen that the Beis Din says. V'im ein roy lo yishalem shemachmas chalashuso shelzev v'rechuso nechbal. It's really not your fit. This guy was kind of weak. Like, it hurt, and you're obviously can't go to work. But that's because of your state. You're
like bizarre, don't think.
Yeah, look at his fist. That didn't do that. That's because of your body. You know what I mean? It's not a matter of mazid. It's a matter of the mechanism. The injury wasn't entirely that fist. It was you.
So could have been like assumed that this thing would cause such an injury.
You have a baby's hand.
Right.
There's no way that happened. There's no way that your sternum collapsed from that hand. You must have a very, you probably have some sort of osteoporosis.
But
this explains why you can't do mum in a second, because the animal's not available anymore. This is the order.
Assuming we kill it.
You have to kill it right away.
Do it right away.
Yeah, they're going to say that in a second,
to be,
too.
To be chayav for mamonos, to be mishan mamonos, that you have to be able to see that the animal could have reasonably inflicted that damage.
Well, that's by chavala. Now they're saying it's also true by nezek. That's the chiddushir.
And the chiddushir is even with nezek.
Yeah.
The pasuk is talking about nezek.
Yeah. Well, the pasuk up there is talking about chavala.
Haikar benezikin kai, I thought we said. Oh, huh? The pasuk is talking about chavala, but yeah, also kai on nezikin.
I understand.
The pasuk is talking, the pasuk I was talking, that I just quoted is v'chi yariva nanashim. They fight. Two dudes fight.
So doesn't Rashi say Afla Nezikin, the high crub in Nezikin?
Yeah. So
referring to Nezikin, that means.
Where are you reading?
Top Rashi of Sadi Aleph.
Top Rashi. Oh, I didn't read that yet. Okay, so let's read that. I didn't get to that yet. Okay. So then the Gemara says, based on this, Alma Ba'inan Umdana de Beidina. So then, according to this position. So by the shore, you need an umdana, just like you have by chavala. So the Rashi says, Alma ba'inan umdana de beidina af l'nezakin. Deha haikra b'nezakin koi. Because this pasuk is really talking about nezek. Dichsiv v'hika ish esra'ehu b'evenu ba'agra falo yomos. So now he's saying that this pasuk is talking about nezakin, meaning not dinei nefashos. It's talking about dinei mamonos, which is chavala.
Upon nezakin?
Well, because it's part of nezke. It's not dinei nefashos.
I'm saying nezikin or nezakin.
Well, so the way to read this is nezakin in the Rashi.
Interesting.
Yeah. So nezikin, if you had the yud there, that would be how you would read that word. But here, it's 100% guaranteed that it's nezakin. So Rashi says, "Dechsev v'hika ish es re'ehu be'evan o be'egrof v'lo yamos." So he says, "V'achinami tzarech la'amdu imroy l'negichazu." So he says, so here too, you have to see if this is roy for the negicha, right? So that explains why the animal has to be extant to do this.
Why is this a chiddush that the umdina basin applies by nezikin if the pasuk is talking itself?
Well, it's only talking about chavala, really.
The pasuk is talking about nezakin. I thought.
No. That's broad. That's a that. I don't mean to get Greek, but that's a category.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. The injury here is an assault, uh-huh. Right? But there's a broad category of they're talking about beis dins. You know what I mean? So there's a beis din for Niske Mamon, and there's a beis din for Dini Nefashos. Dini Mamon is Dini Nefashos. So this is a civil tort, not a, you know, a criminal complaint. So that's probably not a great analogy. So this is still considered, when he's saying that, he's saying this is still considered Dini Mamonis, not Dini Nefashos. So since that's Dini Mamonis over there...
But that's a Chavala, it's not...
It's a Chavala, but it's still Dini Mamonis, right? But we can learn, we can pull that to... It's fair, he's saying.
It's not Dini Nefashos.
Rav Shimon HaTimni felt it was fair. Not everyone's going to agree with that. They're going to say, no, that's a Chavala thing.
Right, I mean, it depends on your categories. Is Chavala or just...
And the truth is, I think Rav Shimon HaTimni is the only one who holds you do that by Chavala, because that's his Brisa. So we'll see what the argument is, because it'll unfold in a second. So then the Gemara says... Vaha kevan de gemar dina lekatala lo mishahinan le la umdina de bedina velo maninan ledina. So the Gemara says, once you decide that this animal has to be killed, we don't wait for the umdina. We can't wait for the umdina, because that's inoy hadin to say, oh, this animal is chayv skila. But we got some other things we're going to do first. So that's just like a person, I think. It's inoy hadin to be like, oh, you're chayv whatever they did to them. Srefa.
It's just something. Since we're knowing that by a person, we're also knowing that by an animal.
Well, this is Dini Nefashos.
I mean, we apply all the...
Yeah, because this is really his skila, you know, the whole thing. Right? Shor Niskil is right. All of you must, and then no, we do it to the shore.
Yeah.
Okay. So therefore, you have to... So that's one way to learn. So one way to learn is that the order matters. Dini Nefashos... Dini Mamonis has to come first, because once Dini Nefashos happens, you're done. You can't do the appraisal. All
right.
So then the Gemara says, now the Gemara gets very hard, as far as I'm concerned. This is the hard part of the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Akiva. So even if you hold, not like Rabbi Akiva holds, there's no, you don't need Umdina de Beidina, but he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon HaTimni does about requiring an umda de beidina. So then for him, why do you need... So then the question comes back. Then why can't you just go back and do dine mamunas? So then the Gemara says, hachav mayaskinan kagon shabarech. So what happens? The shore took off.
Now, you're saying you can explain the shita in accordance with...
You can explain the fact that you can't go back and do mamunas. Everyone wants to know, the Gemara wants to know, why is it the order matter here? Why can you not do mamunas after nefashos? So the first answer is, oh, because you can't, because the shore is dead, and you need to see this shore that did damage.
I'll appreciate this Rav Shimon HaTimni.
Yeah, so then they say, okay, let's say you don't hold like him. Let's say you hold like Rav Akiva.
If you give this Rukimta.
Yeah, so how does he learn this Brisa?
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't it that the...
Yeah, so there's two ways to learn this. So it took off. I was going to correct myself and read the Rashi. It's machlokas. I think the Rambam holds that the shore takes off.
Isn't that, but, that is a din.
Rashi,
that you can't
done if the ball's not there.
You could do gemar din maybe.
Ain't done in shlo b'fonov.
Yeah, we're going to do that. But which part can't you do? That is kind of an open question.
Meaning the skilo or the...
No, so like you could, you may be able to, you couldn't take the atis and do the case. But let's say you did everything besides gemiris din or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Ubarach? To me, when you read that Gemara, you think it means the animal fled. Because that's an animal fleeing type of term.
Yeah,
that's not a human fleeing type of term, right? That typically that's... But Ezra's right. Rashi says, Kagon Shabarach Balav. So the guy himself left. V'ein chavin lo la'odom shelo b'fonov. So he can't, you can't do dine mamonis with him because he's not there, and you can't make him chayev. You can't make him chayev money without him being there. He has to be there. We're going to see, I think, I at least saw in the Achronim, like, maybe Gemar Din you could do without him there, collecting the Aedis and stuff and all that, he has to be there for. I'm not sure, though, exactly. But let's take it, at this point, the Gemara is just saying that he has to be there for the case, and he took off. So what, at this point, the Gemara is saying, what happened? You did Dine Nefashos. Now, Dine Nefashos is dependent on the animal, right? But I think the person has to be there. The implication here, I think, is that the guy took off after Dine Nefashos before Dine Mamonos. And I think I saw that in the Achronim. Now, why couldn't it be that the guy took off before Dine Nefashos also? I think it's true that the whole point of this, right, I think we're going to have to do a little bit more investigation, but I think the point is that by Shor HaNiskel, it's kind of supposed to be you.
That's what I thought.
So I think that it is true that the person is supposed to be there, the Baal is supposed to bring the animal. We're going to have to look.
How is that relevant?
Because if he took off before Dine Nefashos, this may be...
You can't do it, maybe.
I'm not sure if you could go through... What would happen if the guy wasn't present for Dine Nefashos? Could you do the Shor HaNiskel without the guy?
No.
Huh?
No.
So then the case must be that he left after Dine Nefashos, but before Dine Mamonos.
And this is also saying well, you could,
but this doesn't explain why it has to be.
No, I thought this that he left. Therefore, we can take his.
According to the Brisa, the Brisa says that for the.
No. This is saying this is the case. I know what you're going to say. You're saying, could you ever imagine a case where you did Dine Mamonos first, had the guy there, if you don't need Umdina, and then planned to do Dine Nefashos, and then he took off.
Yeah, and he just booked.
Fair. But they're saying that the case in the Brisa, they're teaching you a point, they're saying the case in the Brisa is where someone took off. That's why Ein Chozrin.
They did it the wrong order.
They're saying that he took off? Huh?
They did it the wrong order, and he took off.
Well, they're saying that when it said that you do Dine Mamonos, it says you do Dine Mamonos.
What if you did it the other? What if you did Nefashos?
It says you do Dine Mamonos. And then you do Dine Mamonos, and then you go ahead and do Dine Nefashos, because, again, you don't want to wait too long after Dine Nefashos no matter what, right? So you should always do Mamonos before Nefashos, because we said you don't want to wait once the animal has to be killed, right?
So
you don't want to wait, so you plan the Mamonos before the Nefashos. Now, that doesn't mean... If you do the Nefashos first, you can't do the Mamonos, I would guess. Except in this case, the animal fled, and that's why it's saying that Ein Chozrin. Because the case is where it fled. Kadmo v'danuhu dini Nefashos, Ein Chozrin, is talking about a case Shabarach. Now, is the first part of the Brisa also talking about a case Shabarach? We're going to see.
Could be.
Well, yeah. Or could it be that it's not saying that? Saying, no, it's not Shabarach. It's just talking about you do Mamonos before Nefashos so you don't have the awkward thing of waiting to kill the animal.
But I wouldn't wait anyhow because Rabbi Akiva doesn't need me to bring the animal to
Basin. No, but even if he doesn't need you to bring the animal to Basin, you're going to have to do a Dine Mamonos thing now. And you already made Skila.
You have to do the Mamonos first because you have to pay from the goof of the...
No, this is a Mu'ud.
I thought the first case of the Brisa was the time.
No. That's the second... No, that's the first case of the Brisa. But then the second part of the Brisa has two things. It says this is the order.
Mu'ud Shehemis has a Dine Mamonos.
First. Good. And Kadmu. Yeah. So when I say, we're just considering the Mu'ud case now, those two things. There's a definite order. If you screw up the order, you can't go back. So I'm suggesting that what is the case? Could you work out the case when the Gemara says that the animal fled, is that only the second part of the second part of that Brisa? Or did it flee in both cases? You could say that when it says you do Mamonos before Nefashos, that's to prevent the problem of having Mamonos after Nefashos and making the animal wait through a Dine Mamonos trial. Because either way, although I guess you're right, the animal, even if you kill it,
doesn't need to be there.
It doesn't need to be there. Because if you don't need an umdana, so if you don't need an umdana, yeah, you're right. If you don't need an umdana, you don't even need to bring it. It wouldn't matter anyway. You're absolutely right. It wouldn't matter anyway. The animal could be long gone, and you could still just bring the item and say what happened. That's totally fair.
So it's really just accounting for the second case of the brisa.
No, but that can't be. Sounds dumb. No, no, but that wouldn't make much sense. So then why did the Gemara prescribe an order?
So I'm asking you.
No, no, so it must be there's a barach embedded there too.
In the first case.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out.
A what embedded there?
Well, there must be something. Right. There must be a reason why the Gemara prescribed an order besides the case where it fled in between, because it couldn't have known that. Why do you have to do Dini Momenus before Dini Nefashos if it's not an umdana? That's what you're asking. Well, if it's not a problem of umdana,
which it seems it's not,
because we don't hold that you need umdana according to the Shita. So I understand why if it flees you have a problem going back and doing Dini Momenus, but why did the Gemara prescribe Dini Momenus first?
No, I don't understand the opposite.
The Gemara's whole problem is with the Kadmu. Because the Gemara says, V'chi Kadmu v'danuhu Dini Nefashos Mayahavi. What do we care if he went and did Dini Nefashos by accident first? What do we care? And then they say, oh, you can't go back because he took off. Right?
Ball up. Okay, so just going
so does that mean that but nonetheless, the Brisa did say, Mujim is Dananoso Dini Momenus. V'chozrin v'donos adin nefashos. Like that is a prescribed order. It doesn't say you do dini mamonos and dini nefashos.
It doesn't count for it. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's two things going on. There's the order, and then it's just accounting for that weird statement in the brisa, which is a happenstance. It's when he leaves.
Fair, but then how do you account for the order?
Independent.
Okay, we have no answer for that at this
Agreed,
point. Yeah,
I'm
fair.
If you try to throw in this kevan shebarach, then it gets very messy, and I don't think that that's reasonable. I think if you use kevan shebarach, it's a good reason to argue that nefasho should actually come before mamonis.
Yeah, fair. Fair. Go back to Rabbi Akiva. I'll start from the beginning. So, afila tamer Rabbi Akiva. So, even if you say, forget that the Beis Din has to, that the animal has to be in Beis Din, other than for dini nefashos, obviously,
it
where
makes
it's
sense
be killed,
why you wouldn't go back.
You still can't go back and do mamonis afterwards.
Why?
Kegon shebarach. You can't go back because Rashi says Kegon shebarach balav. The guy left. Vein chavin la'adam shelo b'fanav. He can't stand. You can't bring a guy to Beis Din for dini mamonis if you can't bring a guy to Beis Din for dini mamonis. He's gone. He left.
Worried about him leaving?
No, he actually left. The case of the brisa is he left. When the brisa says, they're saying the way we read this brisa, kadmu v'danuhu dini nefashos means that the guy they went and did dini nefashos. And the guy left. They would have done Dini Momenus.
So it's not that you couldn't. It just happens to be that in this case, the guy left.
Yeah, we do have an order with that Momenus.
So it's not in general you can't go back. It happens to be in this specific case, you can't go back.
Yes. But we have an order. But if you did the order wrong, and we haven't explained why it's that order, but if you did the order wrong, you could still go back. Except, no, the case in the Brisa where you can't go back is he fled. So then the Gemara says, Ibarach. If the guy fled, and now here comes the contamination of Ezra's position. Ibarach kilo danu dini nefashos hechi danina le dini mamonis below bailam. If it's a case where the guy took off, where you haven't done dini nefashos yet, how do you do Dini Mamonos even in the beginning? Meaning, how do you do Dini Mamonos in the first part of the order? The Baal isn't there.
He is there for that.
Nope. So now the Gemara is saying, in the second case,
the Baal's not there.
So.
But you could do Dini.
But their assumption was that when we did Dini Nefashos, the Baal wasn't there.
No. What? No, they did that. That he fled before the Dini Mamonos. So here was the first. So the Gemara did two things.
2B in the brisa was that they did
Dini Mamonis.
Dini Mamonis first. No, and the guy Dini Nefashos first. And the guy left after the Gemara did Dini Nefashos. And now he's not there for Dini Mamonis.
They wanted to do Dini Mamonis, but they couldn't.
Because Rabbi Akiva just said he happened not to have been there.
Yes. So they say that's why you can't reverse the order. They say if that's true, though, then how do you do Dini Mamonis in part 2A of that brisa?
Right.
So the Gemara is assuming that that's also a case of he fled. If the second part of the brisa is he fled, the first part of the brisa is he fled.
So yeah, so then it's a better argument to say 2B is more compelling than 2A.
So you're saying that 2, now 2A, you're saying why did you do it in that order, you're going
to
say?
2A refers to DNA nefashos of the second case.
DNA mamunus and nefashos together. Muad.
Where mamun comes first.
No, there's muad where mamun comes first.
That's 2A.
2A, and then what's
2B? And the kadmo, vidano DNA nefashos, is 2B, he's saying.
Okay, fine, so okay.
So the Gemara is...
What's the question here?
So the question, the Gemara is saying, the Gemara now makes a leap that Ezra thought it wasn't going to make, which is these two parts of the Brisa aren't really separate in terms of the Baruch. Because... Yeah. So they're saying, if you want to say the case of the fled, kilo dono dini nefashos, what about where you haven't yet done dini nefashos, meaning you did dini mamunos first, hechida ninan le dini mamunos below bailam. That must also be a case where it fled, right? If you want to say dini mamunos and dini nefashos, you do dini mamunos before dini nefashos, and this is talking about you fled, so that must have happened not after dini mamunos, but before dini mamunos. If the second one is talking about it fled after dini nefashos, so you can't do dini mamunos, the first one must be it fled before dini mamunos.
Why is that a logical move?
If you did dini mamunos, right, the assumption is, if you did dini mamunos, the assumption is that the person had to be there at this point, right? The Brisa said you did dini mamunos and dini nefashos. The second part of the Brisa said the guy fled after dini nefashos, so you can't do dini mamunos.
Right.
Then the Gemara says, if that's true, then what about the first part of the Brisa, where you do dini mamunos before dini nefashos? Where is the case, if the whole Brisa is talking about Baruch,
fleeing case,
so then in the first part of the Brisa, where else would you put the fleeing? Fashos, because we just, it wouldn't have a nafkamina. It's over. So, huh?
You wouldn't need him to be there.
Even for nefashos?
No, for mamunos.
No, but here you did mamunos and nefashos, so then when would it flee?
Why did he say he left after the mamunos? He was there for the mamunos and he left.
So then you have the second part of the Brisa. Oh, so then you'd say he was there for the mamunos, then he left, then you couldn't do nefashos.
So he was there for the whole thing.
Why not?
Huh?
So say he was there for the whole thing in that case.
So then it wouldn't be Baruch.
It wasn't. Who said it wasn't?
That okay, so the Gemara is saying, the Gemara inserts, because this has to do with symmetry, I think. So the point is, the Gemara is kind of inserting that it's not introducing Baruch just randomly in the second part of the Brisa without talking about it. It's saying this whole Brisa is a case of Baruch.
So I don't understand, meaning, are we assuming that in our Brisa, meaning to be, that for the Dina and Fushus, the ball wasn't there either?
No. They Kadmu and did Dina and Fushus with the ball there, and then he took off.
Okay, so why?
They wanted to do Dini Mamunos afterwards, but he left.
So why wouldn't they also assume that they were Kadmu and 2B?
No, because they 2A, you mean? Because it doesn't say Kadmu.
Oh, so Kadmu means to do before.
They preempt. The Gemara is saying he had to have run away before.
Why?
And they're saying, because otherwise it's 2B.
Why? He ran away before Nefushus. The other one, he was there for Nefushus.
No, but it'd be the same. The other, the 2B, so 2B, he was there for nefashos.
Yes.
Right?
2A, he's not.
So, but then they couldn't have nefashos if he's gone.
Why?
Because the Baal, we were saying that we're assuming, this hinges on this, that the Baal has to be there for nefashos by the animal.
Rashi says it. We're not assuming it.
I understand.
Rashi says by mamas.
Are you saying the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Does he? But I'm assuming by nefashos you have to be there just because it's you.
Are you saying, I'm trying to get
that's talking about mamas. Yeah.
Are you saying that the problem with 2A is that if we say you ran after nefashos, after mamunos,
then you can't do nefashos.
Okay, but it's better if you ran before the
mamunos. No, but you're just trying to make, but at least there, the Gemara is going to have a solution to that.
Okay. So that's worse, but somehow better.
Well, I guess this is the other thing, is that the Gemara is kind of saying that we have a case where the guy wasn't available for dini mamunos in the second part of the Brisa. So they're saying, what about the first part of the Brisa? He's not available for dini mamunos either. They're saying he fled before dini mamunos. So if he fled before dini mamunos, put it down to fushos.
That it's he fled before dini mamunos.
Yes. There's two ways to do that.
Fine.
With dini fushos hanging or right? So there at least it's symmetric. That's a case. That's a
fine.
Geometry.
It's not a fled case. It's a fled before mamunos case.
Yes. Fair.
In both cases?
Yeah.
That's what
one where you flee before mamunos, but you did nefashos first. One where you flee before mamunos and you haven't done nefashos at all.
Yes.
So then the order seems to be irrelevant. How could it dictate
Yeah, so
order?
Then fair enough. We haven't even gotten to order.
No, that's the question. Because in the first part, in 2A, you go through the whole thing and it's fine. Apparently.
Well, why does it...
Right? And you say that? It's fine. That's how you do it.
If you did what?
Even if he's gone, you still do mamonos, you still do nefashos.
If he's gone, if the guy fled before, well, the Gemara is going to explain how you would do it.
You already have the brisa.
But it doesn't mean what it says. It doesn't mean
that has to be.
I know, but listen to the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, how do you do it? The guy fled. Heichidanina le dini mamonos below bialim. So the Gemara says, the kabel sahade ubarach. So what happened was, they started dini mamonos. The Edom came, and now listen to this. The kabel sahade, Rashi says, on the gichos. Both. Edom came and gave edus for dini mamonos and dini nefashos, and then the guy took off. So now you have...
Can you do that?
Who? Apparently, so this is what I was saying. The Achronim, I think...
Two, four,
Aiden came. So then, apparently, that's the guy doesn't have to be there for the Gemar Din. He has to be there. That's why I was saying that. He has to be there for, I guess, the Kabbalah's Aedis. Because now he fled before the Gemar Din.
Isn't it one
so
action?
In the second case, you would say, I would just make the same Mukimto.
That what?
I would say that they testified at once in the beginning.
Oh, well,
they
try to do that.
Mamonis, and then they just didn't do nefashos any books, and now they can do nefashos because
no, then they could do mamonis too, though. In that case,
that's what I mean. They could do mamonis.
No, but then that wouldn't be v'kadmu kidlo ein chozrin. That would be chozrin. The Bryce says ein chozrin.
Yeah,
that must be they didn't collect
that's
the eight from mamonis.
That's why this is a bad thing because you're making a bad mukimta that I can make in the second case.
There's no, but if you made that mukimta in the second case, you would be chayev to go back and do mamon. Because you'd have
exactly.
The edus from mamon.
That's why I'm saying I don't think that this is a reasonable way to read the sugya.
You mean to say that it's one case where you got the edus?
Because it ruins the symmetry that we're trying to maintain the whole time. And it's not the same case. It's two different cases. You may as well stop where I posited 10 minutes ago and say we're not talking about a symmetry at all. One case is baruch, one case is not baruch.
Next question.
That's a fair point.
All right,
so then the Gemara says, so what happens in the first part? There you took the edus on everybody and then you go through. So then the Gemara says... Sof, mehechem mishtalim. The guy left. So even if you do dini mamonis, now it's a muad. How are you going to pay? Right? So you're going to go for dini mamonis with the guy not here. You're not getting any money. So the Rashi says, mehechem mishtalim, ho'elo barach. Right? Because he fled.
Not that he's missing, it's just that he wasn't there for that. So
right. And Rashi says, the kabel sahadei al negichos ubarach. He has no money and he took off. The guy's like, he doesn't have anything you could go and plunder.
But you could, in theory, if he did. I thought we said the whole thing is because he's not there, you can't do it.
No, but he was here for the Kabbalah Seidus, so now you could say he's guilty, and then the Beis Din says he owes money, and then the Beis Din could take it. It's a muad. He's paying money. They could take the money from him.
Who cares if he ran away?
No, so if he ran away before Kabbalah Seidus, you couldn't do the case at all. He has to be there. You can't make him chayev shelo b'fanov. So he has to at least be there for the edus.
Okay. Either it doesn't matter that he's poor, or it doesn't matter he ran away.
So they both kind of matter. So it matters when he ran away, and it matters that he's poor, because if he's poor, there's a problem. If he ran away at the right time, you could still have rights to his property, but he doesn't have any.
Okay.
You needed him to... run away because this is a case of running away, but he had to run away at a time where you could still do the mamonis. But if he did that, the Gemara says, then how are you going to get paid if he's not there?
Let's say he was there and he still has no money.
If he was there...
Before he has no money anyway.
Okay, so then the Gemara is going to have the same solution. Here comes the solution.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, Meridya. So what do? You work the animal. So Rashi says, no, Ridya means like, Rashi says, Mishahin es eshor lecharisha, lescharo, leschiros, and mishalm nezakin.
Aren't you going to kill the animal?
Huh?
Aren't you going to kill the animal?
No, so this is talking about, so in this case, you did dini mamonis first before dini nefashos. So that's why you do it. You haven't done dini nefashos. Yes, eventually you'll take it to dini nefashos.
So it's not the same day or whatever.
Right. So at this point, right. So Rashi says, Mishan es ashor lecharisha l'schiras u'mishan l'nizak. Va'achri kein yedinuhu dini nefashos. Aval kadmo v'dinuhu l'isakel lo ma'aninan bedine l'shahir l'ridya. right? So if you go ahead and you do dinei nefashos first, we don't force the animal l'shahuye l'ridya, to wait and do to sit there and do harisha when it's chayav misa. But if you haven't made a chayav misa yet, it can wait.
So why can't you sell it beforehand?
Well, the ukimta is that he
so the guy is gone. So now you have the shor, but you don't have the guy. So, but they got the edus.
And he's poor. Ran away before at the time of the edus, before the gemar din, and he's poor in both cases.
Yes. So now,
in the first case, I could work it to make back the mumminess and then be mechayev et dinei nefashos, and then kill it because he was there for the edus. But in the second case, I can't do that because since I already did nefashos, now there's nothing to take from him because he's poor.
So once you do,
and
so
he's not there.
So
him not being there is irrelevant at this point.
No, well, no, it isn't.
Well, no, but case, what he's saying is it doesn't matter because once you do nefashos, you have to kill it. You can't do ridya.
Right, but you also can't. I mean, then the guy has nothing anyway. It doesn't matter if you run away.
Right. So the mamunas thing in the second case wouldn't work because. But the point is that the second case seems to be that he was there. He didn't flee till after.
Because otherwise I would have just reversed the order.
Yes.
I wouldn't have done him anyway.
Yeah.
He's after nefashos, but in that case...
Okay.
It's interesting though that...
Hold on, let's just finish up to the two dots, and then there's so much... We have to do this like 1,000 times to really understand this. It says, Ihachi, so if this is true, that you could pay from Ridya, you could pay from Harisha by the shore, Tam nidane dini mamunas beresha v'nishtal miridya. So then you said that we can't do Tam when the animal first... Right, when the animal first does a misa, right, and then it does nezek, the guy's out of luck because it comes from the guf ashor. Now you're saying you could pay from ridya. So then why don't you just pay from the tam, from ridya, and not from basar? It's actually from the guf ashor because it's working. So you're paying the nezek back from the guf ashor, which is ridya, right? And then, v'hadar nidanye dinei nefashos, and then go ahead and do... Dinei nefashos, right? So they said you just do dinei nefashos in a tam. You don't do dinei mamunas because it's mikof ashor. They said, oh, use ridya. I mean, this is a side point. So then the Gemara says, Amar of Mari, Berei Rav Kahana, Zosomeris, ridya aliyah demarihu. Ridya is really like aliyah. It's really like a form of nechusim. It's not guf ashor. Okay, but that just ends. That's a side point in the sugya because the Gemara wanted to ask that. All right, so we're going to have to go back because there's so many... I guess we should just do the brisa, just to frame this thing, just so that we have a sense of the depth of the problem. Can I have your Gemara? I don't have a Tosefta in mind. Okay, so the Chisdei David is the key to this sugya. So the brisa, Perikei Halacha Beis, says, Shortam shehizik v'achar kach himis, himis v'achar kach hizik potter. Shor muad shehizik v'achar kach himis, Chayev, himis v'akach chizik ad shalom nigmar dino chayev, mishik nigmar dino potter. Okay, why do I read this? Because if you look, according to this brisa, short tam, it doesn't matter whether it does the nezek or the misa or the nezek, doesn't matter the order. Either way, you're potter from tashlumi nezek. According to Rashi, in our brisa, the order does matter. Short tam, shehimis v'hizik dafka. It kills, and then it does nezek, davka, v'achakach hizik, Rashi says, in that case, you're putter. The assumption is that if you does nezek first, and after, then you would actually be chayev. Then that's what the Chizkei Dov is going to talk about. So then you have the brisa, and the brisa and the tosefta don't reconcile. Let's talk it through, though. Since we brought it up, we only have no time left, but let's say it does... Let's say you say that it does... Let's do Rashi's opposite. Let's do what the Tosefta is saying. It does a Negicha first, and then it does a Misa. Now it's going to Beis Din. So what happens at Beis Din? By Tom. Yeah? Goes to Beis Din. They say, okay, half that shore is yours. And the guy says, great. Now we're going to dinei nefashos. Shore is dead. So what happens?
No, that's the thing. I think in that case, you wouldn't kill the shore.
What would you do?
No, you
it's shore nisko.
But it gets sold first.
No, it's short,
I know, but yeah, but no, but once you do the dinei mamunas, it has to go to dinei nefashos.
No, it doesn't. Not true.
Why not?
If the shame of the shore changes once I sell it.
But what gives you a chance to sell it now?
Oh,
it's a shore nisko.
The fact that mamunas occurred before nefashos.
Okay.
Because the hezek occurred before the hamis, I treat the shor primarily sequentially as a shor shehizik and then as a shor shehamis. So once I treat it as a shor shehizik, it's no longer shayach to shor shehamis, and that's unfortunate, but it's just the facts. The facts on the ground are now I just have $3,000 cash and I could pay you from that, but I can't deal with the fact that I killed anyone.
No, nice question. But shor niskal, I think, is a chiv to kill the shor. So isn't that a mekach tos? Because what happens if I sell you a shor hanisk? If I sell you a shor that killed someone, the halacha is that you have to kill that shor.
There's no din or anything.
Huh?
It goes back to a tam. It goes back to nothing. There's no strikes against it.
But then, what does it mean that it's a niskal in the brisa? What does Rashi mean anyway in the second case? That the point is, if it kills first and achkach, and then it does nezek. Right? So Rashi says, so you're saying the only thing that matters there is that you happened to bring it to din?
When?
What do you mean?
I mean, because there, you're definitely putter.
I'm putter from what?
So if it does misa first, you're putter from, everyone agrees, you're putter from Tashlim and Momo. So why are you putter if it happens to do the misa first?
Oh, because I treat it in the events that it relates to din, let's say. So first it gored, so I deal with that. Then it damaged. Once I treat it as far as its goring is concerned, it's a dead animal. There's no
What? So I guess the question is, so if it does, so clearly it is true that the order matters. Because if it does misa first, if it kills first, and then it does nezek, so clearly they're going to do dinina fashos first, they follow the order, which is different than the muad case, which we'll have to get to.
Fine.
So here they follow the order. So here they do nefashos. They do nefashos first, and once they do nefashos, it's a dead story. So you're saying, why don't they just do, so if they did mamunas first, in the case where it did hezek first, okay? So then they do mamunas, now mamunas is done, and you're saying that they do mamunas first, and just like you were saying it had a skila, now we're saying that it's gonna have to be slaughtered, now you're going to have the money for it, and it doesn't, you could never bring it as shor nisko.
It just won't exist anymore.
I know, but let me ask a question. But it could still be a tom, it could still be a shor tom and a shor nisko, because who cares who I sold it to? It doesn't remove the fact. You could still, the Adam could still come and say, I saw that animal kill.
Yeah, I don't know if one.
He's claiming it loses the din.
I think, I'm not sure.
But how, why? Why would it, how would it lose the din?
Where are you getting this from? Why? Are you making this the ball?
No, huh? I thought it's a din because of the ball. It's the ball's problem. That's why if I sell it, it loses its shame.
Is it true?
So you're saying that if I, okay, I so this is, right. So this is the point that everything turns on. You're saying that shor haniskil, now shor tam may be something else, but you're saying, probably not though, because it's a chazakah, but you're saying shor haniskil, for sure it's the Baal's responsibility to bring it to Beis Din.
Well, let's just take fair. An example that I know 100%. If you have a shor muad, and I sell you a shor muad, it's a tom for you. If it gores again, you don't.
Yeah, because we don't know how it's going to behave in your environment.
Fine.
But shor niskal, I think, is a din. We're going to, okay, so this is a testable point. Is shor niskal, does shor niskal follow the shor? Or does it follow the Baal? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I think, let's see.
Is there a possibility?
I mean, the Rambam says openly, we could track this down. Ain gom dino shel shor ela b'fnei Baalov. Huh?
It's also Gemara.
I know, but I'm saying I have act. This is in front of me. So we know that was the premise that we had, that it this does turn on the fact that the guy has to be there for that. So Rambam seems peremptory, that a shor that does this, harzeh niskel, it doesn't say that the Baal is chayev to, if it's his, it says harzeh niskel, like it's a din that this shor has to be killed. I can't imagine that it being a tam would, you know, that also being chayav miguf habasar would change that. I mean, we can look, but otherwise, if that's true, then what I would suggest is that mechira would never work. You could never sell a shor nisko, even before Gemir's din.
Right.
Because eventually, they're going to be like, this thing is slated for something else.
Yeah.
Even though it's not a shor nisko now. Right? Ezra's point was a good answer to the question. Ezra's point is a better point than mine in the sense that I'm saying that according to Rashi, it shouldn't really matter. Either way, even if it does the Nezek first, the person's never going to get the money. Right? The person's never going to get the money because right afterwards, they're going to end up killing the shor, so who cares? So Ezra's point is, no, you could really sell the shor, and maybe there's that's a way out, but it seems like it is a din in the shore. This shore is going to get skila. So it seems more like, because at this point, it's not a shore in Niskel, it's just that, in that case, we consider the guy getting paid. Like, he has it, for that 10 minutes, he has a shibud in the gufa bus or whatever. Like, it does the negicha, now we do mamunas. Oh, you own half of that shore. Oh, but it's getting skila.
Isn't the mamunas also a din in the shore in that case, though? Must be. Mamunas is also a din in the shore. What? It's a tom.
Yeah, so?
So I'm saying they both deen him in the animal.
No, I know that, but I'm saying they're not, I'm saying it's not exclusive. Like, when they're the shore haniskel status will influence its sellability. It's the possibility for it to be traded. Being a tom obviously doesn't.
Okay, I'm saying this makes a lot of sense if you were to tell me that mominus is somehow related to the shore, but not a din in the shore. Once you tell me that they're both equally shemos in the shore, then I would say that the order actually does matter because it's a matter of how we treat it.
I know, but not if the end result is the guy doesn't get anything.
But if there's no shore, if I say sell your shore, you don't own a shore. Okay, great, tough. It's the exact same thing. The same way I would say, really, you owe me $1,000.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, the shore is dead. I can't pay you $1,000.
Good.
So I'll say this. Really, my shore should die. Oh, I sold it. I don't have a shore. Then I'm saying, it's the same throwing your hands up saying that the preceding case precludes me from fulfilling this case. It's the same exact thing.
So
really, I ought to be paying mamu.
No, because here's the point. Is that short time? That's what this turns on. The point is that really the guy owns part of the shore, right?
Okay.
Like it's from the go for the shore. And the way you make good on that is you sell the whole thing and give him half the money because you don't, right? So, but the point is that here he can't get paid because you can't sell it. How do you get around that? How do you get around the fact that this guy can't get anything?
I'm saying you're assuming that. I agree.
Oh, okay,
even
good.
That assumption, that would be true.
Okay, fair.
I don't necessarily think that that's
okay, good. I agree with you. There has to be some way, although it doesn't seem to be, because it should be spelled out, but there has to be some way that this guy benefits from going through Dini Mamonis. Otherwise, there's no nafkamina, even according to Rashi, in the order. Because being putter or getting a schus in an animal that's about to die, there's no nafkamina. But it's hard to say that if you hold that you do nezek first, then you're going to say that the only way that this works is if it never makes it to Shor HaNiskel, to Din HaFushos.
It doesn't exist anymore.
I know, but that would be a chiddush. Then you're saying that if the nezek happens, if the misa happens first, you do Din HaFushos. And you don't do Dine Mamonos. If the Nezek happens first, you do Dine Mamonos and not Dine Nefushos.
Yeah.
That would be, then they would have to say both.
It wouldn't have to. I'm trying, because it's the same Chiddush in both cases. It's exactly the same Chiddush. It's the fact that at the end of the day, even though I'm high of the secondary.
You don't think, so you think that the Brisa would have said it just one, it wouldn't have specified the other direction?
This is a better way to go because of the fact that it says you're not done in Dine Mamonos. Because Dine Mamonos is actually a technical problem in the relationship to the shore, because the mamon comes
and so they left out that if you did that, if it happened to be the other direction,
wouldn't it be crazy
to do Dine Mamonos and leave out Dine Nefushos? Isn't that be a chiddush that you don't do shore in Israel?
Why? Why would you say pshat?
Sure, but it's also chiddush I don't do mamon because I decide to kill it.
You I know, but it says
decide
it.
To kill it.
What?
Huh?
You're saying Iker Chasser Menasefer if I say that?
Yes.
Maybe. I'm saying it would be the same.